As we enter this next phase of the offense, the summer workout term, who were some of these enrollees who will be joining the party in June? Some of these freshmen of the class of 2022 that weren't early enrollees. We'll tell you plus all about the Knoxville Regional in baseball right here on a Tuesday, Locked On Vols.
You are Locked On Vols, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey everybody, how's it going and happy Tuesday. Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team, the Tennessee Volunteers, every single day. I'm your host, Eric Kane. You can find this podcast weekday mornings when you wake up. It's on YouTube. It's on anywhere else you find your podcast, Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff. And you can also find it on Twitter at _Kaner and at Locked On Vols. Didn't do a mailbag edition today because I'm going to be completely frank with you. I'm recording this on a Tuesday right around noon because I got things going on for the Memorial Day, if you will. So I didn't have a lot of time to kind of field some mailbag questions in the DMs and all that. But if you guys have anything, if I get enough, I'll do one tomorrow. So at _Kaner, at Locked On Vols. You can find my Facebook page at Kaner On Air. Any questions, anything you guys have on Tennessee football, basketball, recruiting, baseball, all that and more. If you have something and I have enough, I'll do one tomorrow on the show. So that is at _Kaner and at Locked On Vols. And once again, at Kaner On Air. But today we're going to focus on some of these prospects that signed to the class of 2022 and are going to be showing up in June. Plus, we will hear from Dylan Sampson, one of those guys. I caught up with him last week before he reported to campus this past weekend. And we'll tell you all about the Knoxville Regional, that draw the Tennessee Volunteers had to begin the official start of the NCAA postseason action. That'll get going later this week here at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. So all that and more coming up today. But first, who are some of these guys from the class of 2022 that, you know, during recruiting season, during the early signing period, we knew all about them, right? Because we focused on them, we talked to some of them, we discussed it here on this podcast. But, you know, for a good portion of those guys, seven of those guys did not report in January. They stayed at their high schools to finish out the spring semester. A lot of them either, you know, different combinations of just wanted to spend the last couple months with their family and friends, or their school might not have let them, or maybe they were playing basketball, maybe they were running track, whatever the case may be. There were seven of the 21 total signees for the class of 2022 that did not arrive, and they will arrive now. I mean, you got to be here. If you're part of the team in June, you know, outside of special circumstances, you have got to be here and ready to roll. You start summer school this week. You start... or maybe not this week, maybe next week. Nonetheless, you're here. You're starting your summer term, and there'll be school, there'll be workouts, and you know, college is officially starting for these guys. Now, the other guys from the class of 2022 who were early enrollees, like Taven Jackson, Aquarius White, Addison Nichols, you know, guys like that, they've already kind of got a leg up. They've already kind of got a head start. They've been here for the spring semester. Obviously, they took part in spring workouts, football practice and all that and more. So it'll be time for these guys to play catch up, essentially. So who are some of these guys? And we've already heard from a couple of them. We heard from Jordan Thomas, who is a guy that we spoke to on the podcast. So I guess that'd be eight. I didn't write down Jordan Thomas's name. There's eight guys who are going to be reporting here, plus Brew McCoy. We spoke with Jordan Thomas on the podcast a couple days ago. We spoke with Messiah Reddick. We're about to hear from Dylan Sampson, the running back. But, you know, who are these guys? And so let's get to know them a little bit. Jason Jenkins was the last guy really to sign with the University of Tennessee. And he was in the February signing period, rather. And he's a guy from New Jersey, very much a project player. He's got good length. He's very raw, a guy that I wouldn't expect to come in here and make an immediate impact, but maybe get him in the strength and conditioning program, get him under the likes of Rodney Gardner and some of those upperclassmen on the defensive line. You know, he's not in the conversation of, you know, the Jordan Phillips nor the Tyree West, right? But he's a guy that I think can project well down the line. But Jason Jenkins is one of those guys. Dylan Sampson, who, again, we'll hear from here in just a couple of minutes on Locked On Vols, he's a guy that I feel like can do a little bit of everything. He's fast. He will tell you that he's not a scat back. You'll hear him say that here in a moment. But you watch his film, and once he gets to the second and third layer, he won't just run around you. He'll often run through you. He seeks out contact. He's good at catching the football out of the backfield. And I honestly love the projection of him. Of course, we're hearing all about Justin Williams-Thomas, and deservingly so. I think he's going to be good. He struggled at points and times in spring with pass blocking and just getting the overall playbook, and that's fair. And Dylan Sampson, I'm sure, will struggle with that as well. There's an adaption period, right? You don't just walk in and do what you did in high school. This is the SEC. Excuse me. But I really like what Dylan Sampson can do potentially in the future. So I'm looking forward to that. Mesiah Redick, who we heard, more of a raw type prospect again. I wouldn't say he's as polished as Addison Nichols, but he's got that mauler mentality, right? He's a bigger guy. He was a guy that was not heavily recruited. He came down to a camp with either his AAU, not AAU, but maybe his 7-on-7 type. You know, I know he's a big man, but that team or his high school football team, I can't remember. Regardless, it was last summer, and he did kind of a southern swing where they went and camped at some different places, and he was actually at Tennessee Tech, where Tennessee Tech invites tons of college coaches from all around. It's kind of like a mega camp. And Mike Eckler was there, saw him, and they offered him on the spot. And Tennessee evaluated him, got him to campus, did an official visit, and he fell in love with Tennessee, and Tennessee signed him. And so he's a guy that I think could really be something in this offense in a couple of years, but nonetheless, he's going to be a depth piece as well. So Mesiah Redick from Detroit, Michigan, who we heard on the podcast just a couple of days ago, he will be here as well. Now let's move on down to Caleb Perry, right? Caleb Perry, 6'3", 215, from Georgetown, Kentucky, one of the most intriguing prospects in this class, and a guy also we don't hear from an awful lot. You know, I'm in recruiting. I call these guys all the time. I talk to these guys, and I have relationships with them. He's a guy that doesn't pick up the phone, and that's fair. I mean, heck, if I was a high school kid and some weirdo was calling me a lot, I probably wouldn't answer either, so I get it. But I'm not that weird, I promise. It's part of the job. But Caleb Perry, I think he's a guy that can play on the outside. He can play on the inside. I think he'll be slotted on the inside right from the get-go because I think that that's where there's a need there. But very athletic. Played every single position for his high school, you know, growing up as a sophomore and a junior and everything. And he's got good speed. He's got good ball skills. He's very physical. He runs very, very well. Played quarterback a little bit in the triple option offense as well. So you're getting an athlete. Again, I know I say this all the time, and you guys probably roll my eyes, but when Jeremy Pruitt was here, one of the things I liked about the way he recruited was, you know, and McDonald's bags jokes aside here, was he always tried to find athletes. He always tried to find guys who had the ball in his hands in high school to play on the defensive side of the football, and that's Caleb Perry to a T. So we'll move on. Joshua Joseph, now we're getting to the nitty-gritty here. A guy, unlimited potential, 6'3", 205. He's got to gain about 20 to 30 pounds, and he will not be a guy that Tennessee's going to, you know, throw out there on third down situations right from the get-go. Now, he can earn that as a true freshman, super athletic, really like the makeup, can play in space as well, but he's a guy that Tennessee wanted very, very much, and Tennessee was able to get in Joshua Joseph's towards the end of the early signing period. Now, James Pierce is a guy that Tennessee might have to rely on a little bit early. There was a thought that, you know, his grades might be a factor if he can even be an enrollee here at this time, but nonetheless, he is, and he will be here this summer. Unlimited potential and doesn't really know how to use his body yet. I think that's going to be the most intriguing thing once Mike Eckler and Roddy Gardner get with him and teach him how to use his hands and explosion and all that type of stuff. James Pierce is kind of, if you ask me, he's probably the jewel of this class, right? It's not going to be Tyree West, not going to be Justin Williams Thomas. Those guys are great players. Not going to be Taven Jackson. I think it's going to be James Pierce when it's all said and done. So we'll have to see. There's got to be some development there. And if he comes in and he latches on, I do believe that I could see him and Joshua Joseph potentially finding some snaps down the line in their first year. But obviously those guys are going to be the edge players for Tennessee for quite some time. If they stay, they adapt and they learn and they focus their mindsets in the right place. We will move on now to Christian Harrison. Christian Harrison is a defensive back from College Park, Georgia. He is the son of NFL Hall. Can't remember if he's a Hall of Famer. Can't remember, but all pro for sure, Rodney Harrison. And he's a cornerback that really came on the last little bit of this last cycle. Spoke with him. He's obviously got a great football mind. Look who his father is, of course. Tennessee really, really likes him. Tennessee's got a huge question mark at cornerback. I don't expect Christian Harrison to contend for a starting job right away, but you just need more options. You need more depth because Tennessee's got so many question marks there. And then finally, Jordan Thomas, who we spoke to last week. I'm pumped about him, man. Physical, downhill runner, will come and pack a punch and will lay you out. Good over the top, can play both man and both zone. So looking forward to seeing Jordan Thomas as well. Those are the early enrollees. Excuse me. Those are the summer enrollees for the University of Tennessee, plus Brew McCoy, who's being added via the transfer portal. In case you forgot about him, those are the guys who will now, you know, join the likes of Justin Williams Thomas and Taven Jackson and Addison Nichols and Mo Clipper and Elijah Herring and all those other guys. You know, Tyree West and Tyree West and Jordan Phillips, who have all been here already. And the class of 2022 will be on campus, and that all begins this week as those guys reported to campus over the weekend. So, coming up next, let's hear from one of those guys, Dylan Sampson, running back from Louisiana, really, really talented back. Caught up with him last week before he enrolled to campus. We will hit that conversation here in just a moment. But first, our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for your sports gambling information. Find all the latest odds, the news, the sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs. Hey, the finals beginning right now. Major League Baseball scores, fights, even next year's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs to esports and a whole lot more. Head on over to the website today. Pick up those futures for the college football playoff season. We read you off those opening week lines. The over-unders, Tennessee, 7.5. Pound that over, plus the latest trends and all the action. Find it all today. It's at betonline.net. It is where the game starts. As always, I want to thank you guys so much for making Locked On Vols your first listen each and every day and your first watch on YouTube. For your next listen, I encourage you to check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and it's the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, as promised, Dylan Sampson coming up next here on the show. The three-star running back who reported over the weekend, 5'11", we'll call it 195 pounds or so. Dylan Sampson joining Locked On Vols right now. Dylan, your time to become a Tennessee Volunteer, it's here, man. You're going to move in this weekend, start summer term, workouts, school, all that type of stuff. How you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm ready. You know, it's been a little minute watching those guys who went in there early. But I've been talking with all the players. You know, we just ready to get up there and get started. So, I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah, how was that for you to kind of sit back and watch? And I know you're a competitor. You want to be there. You want to be involved in spring practice and all that. But how was that process for you?
You know, it was like a little just like, you know, teeth biting, you know, just, you know, they're over there right now. But I mean, I just took it, you know, I just had to look at it in a different way. I mean, I spent this last few months with my family. You know, I took advantage of that time. I ran track, keeping my speed up. You know, I've been doing as much as I can, meetings with the assistant running back coach to try to get the playbook in. And I've learned real quickly. Now it's time to just continue running and put it, you know, into action. But I mean, it's just, I mean, the competitive drive. So, I mean, I'm actually excited to get there and be on the same playing field as, you know, the rest of my class.
Absolutely. You said you mentioned running track, keeping your speed up, of course. What else have you done this spring in terms of working out, trying to, you know, make sure that you're as ready as possible when you jump into the Friar here coming June?
I mean, mixed in with track, before track and after track, I've really been on like a consistent, I got with a sports dietitian, you know, to get my eating and my weight up. So, I mean, as far as track, I ran track 15 pounds heavier than I ever did, than I ever did before. So, I mean, I put on a few pounds and with my weight. And as far as working out, I would go to the field. I still, you know, work in weight room. I work out about 6 a.m. And as far as field work, I get that in with some college guys that I played with a couple years back. So we go to the field with a couple other college guys and we get that work in. So, I mean, I've been trying to stay consistent and do what I could do, take advantage of anything.
Where you at right now, height, weight-wise?
Around 190. Around 190.
Oh, 190, so about 5'11"-ish, 6 foot?
Yeah. Yes, sir. About 5'10", 5'11", 190.
So, you know, you're a type of running back that can do just a little bit of everything. But for those that are seeing you for the first time, and will certainly begin to know your name here once you get to Tennessee, describe the type of player you are, the, you know, the running back that you are, the athlete, the competitor that you are.
As far as competitor, I'm one that's going to come out there and give it my all. You know, I want to be the top at everything. I just want to be the best I could be at anything I do. So I'm going to come in and I'm going to give all in the weight room and practice and study hall and everything I could do. So as far as a running back that you get, I mean, you know, I call myself, I don't like the term scat back because it just gives a sense that, like, you know, you only send a, you know, outside running back. I feel like I'm a running back that could, you know, hone on my skills and get to a level where I could do it. I could run inside the tackles. I could go in the slot if you need me to. I could catch bubble screens. I could run wide zones. You know, I just want to be that balanced speed running back, not just a speed running back. I want to be balanced. So, I mean, that's how I look at myself. I look at myself as, like, you know, a strong, controlled, not the biggest running back, but comfortable player when I play the position. I love the position.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take anybody, you know, watching film. You don't have a PhD in football to see. You definitely don't shy away from contact either. So that's another, you know, tool to your arsenal there. Hey, before you signed back in December, I remember I spoke to your high school coach at Dutchtown, and he's coached some pretty impressive running backs. Eddie Lacy is one that comes to mind, and then there's another one that I'm forgetting. But he told me that you are as talented as anybody he's ever coached at this level. Kind of reflect on that, being coached by him, and, of course, your experience at Dutchtown as a high schooler.
It's just humbling, you know. To first of all, at Dutchtown, there's been many great running backs that came through there, and Coach Mastretta has coached many great running backs. So, I mean, for him to put me up there on that list and compare me to, you know, some of those guys, NFL caliber guys, you know, is amazing. It makes me want to keep working hard. So, I mean, it's really humbling. Just makes me want to keep grinding, keep getting better. So, I mean, I'm just blessed.
And lastly, man, you're about to link up in this Josh Heupel offense, fast up-tempo offense that, in my opinion, I mean, I think it's good for a running back, right? You're spread out and you're going fast, but it creates so many running lanes vertically for you guys. But how excited are you to join this group and some of these other backs in the backfield and, of course, being coached by Jerry Mack?
I'm excited. You know, I've been talking with coaches and players, specifically some of the running backs and the running back group. You know, I just think this offense, you know, I could fit well in this offense, what he does. So I'm excited to get in, get it going, hit the ground running, and try to learn as much as possible to, you know, try to get a chance to play a little bit or contribute in any way I can.
Okay, I'll add one more. Josh Heupel, how excited are you to play for him and really just join this program that I'm talking to a lot of you guys, and you're saying you want to come in and continue the change, and you can tell Tennessee's a team and a program that it's coming quickly. It's on the rise. Just, I guess, that excitement level to join Coach Heupel and trying to turn that tide, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the major reasons why I committed. I mean, when I committed, this was before they even had their first season. So, I mean, and then after they had their season, I think it opened up a lot of people's eyes, and it really, you know, made me feel even more strong about my commitment. Even with some of, like, the late pushes from some of the colleges, you know, I wanted to come here and be a part of that. You know, I feel like I could fit real well in this offense, like I said before. So, I mean, it just makes me excited.
Dylan Sampson, 2022 running back signee for the University of Tennessee, reporting this weekend and getting going here at the 1st of June. Dylan, thanks so much for your time, man. Looking forward to seeing what you can do on the field.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, last thing I want to discuss on the podcast here today, and don't forget, guys, we will do a mailbag edition of the show tomorrow if you guys have anything else. I'm not going to do it if I don't have enough questions to at least get a segment out of it. So if you got anything, it doesn't have to be sports-related. If you just want to ask me anything, whatever you got, _ Caner, at Locked On Vols, at Caner On Air on the Facebook page. Football, basketball, baseball, recruiting, we'll do a mailbag show. I wasn't able to do one for this episode because I was recording a little bit earlier in the day, of course, because of the holiday. Last thing we got going on here today on a Tuesday, the Knoxville Regional, or really the NCAA playoff field, was announced for the tournament action. Regionals take place this weekend. Teams that handle business there will go to Super Regionals. Teams that handle business there will go to Omaha. Of course, only 8 teams advance on to Omaha. And Tennessee officially the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. That's the first time it's ever happened in program history. The Knoxville Regional, Tennessee will get going Friday playing Alabama State. This entire region, Alabama State is the 4th seed at 34-23 on the season. Campbell is the 3rd seed at 40-17 on the season. Georgia Tech is the 2nd seed at 34-22 on the season. And of course, your Tennessee Volunteers are the number one overall seed, not just in the Knoxville Regional, but in all of the NCAA tournament action at 53-7 on the year. So again, the Knoxville Regional looks like this. We'll get going in Knoxville this Friday. Tennessee's the number one seed. Georgia Tech is the 2 seed. Campbell is the 3 seed. And Alabama State is the 4 seed. So you move on and look at you know, who would be standing in Tennessee's way if Tennessee were to advance on out of the Knoxville Regional. It'll be matched up with the Statesboro Regional as Georgia Southern is the number 16th national seed, all right? So Southern, Georgia Southern, Texas Tech, Notre Dame, or UNC Greensboro would come to Knoxville for the Super Regionals if the Vols handled their business this weekend. Remember, the Super Regionals are more of a three-game traditional set. You know, it's a round-robin type situation with the Regionals here this weekend. That's something funky and unique about baseball. You've got you got to win a pool of four, essentially, for the regional play, and then you've got to win a traditional three-game set, and then you go to Omaha, and it's double elimination. So it's kind of funky how all this works out. So the Knoxville Regional is set. It will square off against the Statesboro Regional if Tennessee handles business, which would be Georgia Southern, Texas Tech, Notre Dame, or UNC Greensboro. This is from Kendall Rogers of D1 Baseball. You guys know we follow D1 Baseball, that poll, more than any other poll in the country because it's the most credentialed, in my opinion. This is from Kendall Rogers. Pretty good draw for Vol Baseball, but I keep a close eye on Campbell. The Camels have the arms to make a move if everything clicks. And that's the thing that's all about postseason baseball and over the long, sustaining year of college baseball. If you have arms, you will be able to be sustained and move on and be able to win a whole lot of games. And that's why Tennessee is so flipping good. Speaking of good, the University of Tennessee won the SEC Tournament Championship on Sunday evening. We talked about that on yesterday's show a little bit. We're going to get Ben McKee on this week once we have more time, and he'll kind of break down exactly what that ride was like in Hoover and moving on. We'll get his thoughts on the Knoxville Regional, Tennessee's draw, and a whole lot more. But speaking of that win over the Florida Gators, 8-5 the final score? Wanted to play this as we close out our Tuesday show from my friend John Wilkerson. Of course, you guys know I work at 99.1 The Sports Animal in Knoxville, Tennessee. A legendary sports talk host, been doing it for 23 years plus, I believe, along with Jimmy Himes as John Wilkerson. But also, even longer than that, John Wilkerson has been the voice of the Tennessee baseball team and does an awesome, awesome job. We all love John clips. We all love John calls. And so I wanted to bring it on here to close out the Tuesday show. This is John Wilkerson's final call, the final out of the SEC Tournament Championship win for the University of Tennessee's 8-5 victory over the Florida Gators. Take it away, John.
The 0-1 pitch hit high in the air into left field. Stevenson circling in front of the fence into foul ground. He goes into the corner, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Seth Stevenson got back to the wall and then tracked it as he worked his way towards the corner into foul ground. He brings it in. In the bottom of the ninth, the Gators score two on two hits, an error, one man left. Tennessee says hello, win column. And for the Volunteers, that's win number 53. And more importantly, for the first time in Hoover, Alabama, the Tennessee Volunteers are tops in the Southeastern Conference. Hello, SEC tournament title. The final score from Hoover. Tennessee never trailed in its four games here at the SEC tournament. And that continued today as the Volunteers close out Florida for the win. 8-5 the final. This is Tennessee baseball.
Awesome stuff there from John Wilkerson. We can never get enough of the John calls. And, of course, that audio is from the Vol Radio Network. I've got the receipts if anybody needs to come and check that out. I love saying that because YouTube's a fun place. Also, I work for the Vol Network, so it is what it is. Hey, that's going to do it here for a Tuesday show. Fun times. Hope you guys enjoyed your Memorial Day yesterday, and hope you guys are getting back into the flow of work things here today. Or if you're listening to this in the morning, good luck. I know that this will be an adjustment period for me as well. Got a whole lot going on this week. Got a whole lot on the docket. But fun times ahead. Tennessee football recruiting, it's in a good spot. Tennessee baseball, regionals are set to begin this weekend. And, you know, there's been new commits to the Tennessee basketball team just about every day, right? Tons of stuff coming up today, and I do encourage you, if you got any questions, we'll try to do a mailbag question tomorrow at our mailbag show tomorrow at _Kaner and at Locked On Vols. I appreciate it. As always, your first watch, your first listen being Locked On Vols. Now your second listen needs to be the Locked On NBA Big Board Podcast. It gives fans an in-depth look at the biggest prospects, the biggest or the latest player rankings, and of course the big boards. Follow Locked On NBA Big Board every single day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast. Guys, thanks so much. This is Locked On Vols. Can't do it without you. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, everybody.